As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, June the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always lots of news. Hard facts and oft-times workable solutions for you as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Many ways to do that today. But to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join us live on air, or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. We also have a website up on the great internet now. The Become Vocal Local website is back online. You can access that by simply going to becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Either way, it'll get you right there. And of course, you'll find a chat room right on the homepage. Just click on that link. You can also reach that chat room at http://vocallocal.chatango.com. Precious metals this morning stabilized, equities up, USDX down. We're going to talk about all of that. Code Pink, Lord Brown, yeah, BP, it's all in the news. John Stuart Mill on representative government, forms of government, systems of government. We'll talk about that again as well today. Of course, we will take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, June the 9th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $11.80 at $1,233 an ounce. Silver up a penny at $18.30. Platinum up $8 at $1,535 a troy ounce. And palladium up $11 at $451 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,230.20 for a low, $1,240.10 for a high, a $10 spread there, but $10 under yesterday's 1,250 record, new record set, 1254, I think it was. But at $1,233, your gold is up year to year, $278.20 an ounce for a 29.14% return on your investment in Aurum, the precious metal, the noble metal. London Gold fixed this morning. The boys in London, you can find their website at LBMA, London Bullion Market Association. I think it's LBMA.org. LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association. The boys in London set the price this morning at $1,235. We're trading just below that now. The SPDR gold shares, big news overnight, yesterday and today, picked up 12.17 more tons. You know, it's all this about, you know, central bankers buying 4 tons or the IMF selling 4 or 5 tons. You know, these guys are picking them up, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16 tons at a pop. Last night, picked up 12.17 tons, moving up their holding in gold to 1,298.53 tons for a $52.01 billion street value. Well, we'll pick it all up right there after these words from our sponsors.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday morning, June the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading off $11.80 at $1,233 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York. Silver up a penny at $18.30 an ounce. Platinum up $8 at $15.35, and palladium up 11 at $4.51. Keep your eyes on platinum and palladium. Have they reached a low again? Are they going to start to go back up again? That's going to be for you to determine. Follow along each day. Mark it up. If you want to find out and follow it for yourself, you can certainly go to Kitco.com and other places on the internet to follow it on a daily basis. But if you're in platinum and palladium, might be a time to consider watching it very carefully and weigh the odds up and down as to whether you think it's going to go higher or lower. This might be a time to add a little bit to your palladium holdings and platinum as well. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, about a $10 spread there, $1,230.20 for a low, $1,240.10 for a high. But again, at $1,233, your gold is up $278.20 year to year, for a 29.14% return on your investment. And what's with this gold's, you know, shares, the SPDR, the gold SPDR Gold Trust, or the SPDR Gold Shares? You can find it both ways on the web. But they picked up 12.17 tons overnight, bumping their holdings up to 1,298.53 tons of gold, ostensibly $52.01 value on the street at current prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 123 to 9,940, not able to cross that 10,000 mark again, still below the 10,000. NASDAQ off 3 at 2171, and the S&P closed up 12 at 1,062. Crude oil this morning, you can watch this as a trend. You can almost take this one to the bank. But crude oil this morning up $1.46, trades at $73.45 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, theice.com, drops down a little bit this morning, goes down 25 basis points, trades at 87.85. Of course, that impacts the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar, up 52 basis points on account of this decline in the USDX, yet it still trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso bumps up 39 basis points, still having to round up to get to the 8 cents. However, the exchange there is 12.8160 pesos per dollar, so you fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop for lots of peas in that. The euro moves up 35 basis points, trades $1.20, still in trouble for the euro. The British pound up 51 basis points, trades at $1.45. And the Swiss franc, the lowly little Swiss franc with the Swiss central banker's jackboot right on its throat. It was at parity not altogether too long ago, but this central bankers decided to drive it down. They did. But it moves up 34 basis points and trades out at 87 cents U.S. in the bond market. This morning, anybody that's crazy enough to buy these bonds, well, we're going to have a story about this bond market in a moment. But the two-year bond yield this morning is 0.76%. Boy, isn't that dismal. The 10-year at 3.23. Are you really going to put money away for 10 years at 3.23% interest rate? 30 years, no better, 4.14. But the insanity goes the other way when you go into the mortgage market, and then it benefits you. The 15-year fixed mortgage this morning moves down from 4.29% a month ago to 4.20% this month. That's almost free money, folks. 15-year mortgages coming up for 4%. That's almost free money. 30-year mortgages moved down from 5.02% a month ago to 4.82. So if you can buy a fixed mortgage any place, those are some pretty attractive rates if you happen to need a mortgage. Here's an article talking about mortgages, talking about houses. This off of the Bloomberg by Anastasia Ustinov. And Anastasia screamed in vain, right? Well, maybe Jumpin' Jack Flash would say, Medvedev amasses land for dream of home ownership. Yeah, check this out, folks. This is 180 degrees out for those commies over there. They didn't work out too well. Fell for that poison from the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks and the Leninists and the Trotskyites and all the rest of them. They followed Karl Mordecai Marx into the garbage can with his idea of the abolition of private property and had nothing but hell to pay. Many people lost their lives in that experiment. But this article, New News, Bloomberg, Anastasia Ustinova writing for Bloomberg, President Dmitry Medvedev's government has acquired almost 2.5 million acres. Now, this is government buying land, as if the Soviet government needs to buy land. Anyway, their government has acquired almost 2.5 million acres, that's a couple, by the way, an area larger than Cyprus, to promote construction of single-family homes and move Russians out of Soviet-style apartment blocks, the official in charge of the effort said. Oh, my goodness, what a reversal. I guess they are going to set aside the green movement in Russia. Maybe they're going to set aside sustainable development. Well, let's hear the rest of the article. To achieve that goal, the government will have to change the way people think about housing, said Alexander Braverman, general director of the property fund Medvedev created in 2008 to help developers build homes. Interesting, huh? This is the Alexander Solzhenitsyn Archipelago, Gulag Archipelago, all of the stuff that you can find in his two-volume set, this idea of the stack'em and pack'em housing in the Soviet Union. Well, they're going to try the other route. They're going to go to the Warden June Cleaver, subdivision tract homes concept that we used in the United States in the 1950s, that sense of freedom, that sense of industriousness that we'll find out more about when we study John Stuart Mill later in the hour. Rather unusual twist of fate here. For a long time, our people were trained to live in high-rise apartment buildings. How do you like that? Trained to live. Dog cookies, anyone? And we have to admit openly that this habit remains. Well, of course it would remain. They've been trained. Braverman said this week in an interview in Moscow, quote, there it is. Well, it's just trying to be cantankerous, seeing if we could drop all of our micro broadcasters. I love the way the thing is set up to time out during my broadcast and then drop everything. Anyway, they'll have to figure it out for themselves. That's Serverland, folks. We'll be right back a little bit more on this article.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again live here on air. Let us go right to the caller and bring up our caller from Florida, Wayne in South Florida, I believe. Good morning, Wayne. Are you there, my friend?
Oh, yeah. I just dialed in to listen in. I'm sorry. I hit number two.
Oh, that's not...
I don't even know what you talked about.
That's not a problem. Just continue doing what you're doing, and I'll let you go. Hang on now. Bye. Okay, well, that is one of the options that you can do. So if you have unlimited long-distance access, folks, the area code is 512-904-8014, and I believe it's option 2, and it allows you to listen live with your mobile device and enjoy the broadcast wherever you go throughout the day. So he's done that, and we thank him for it. Anyway, let's go back into this article. Rather interesting. Rather interesting twist. I would never thought that I would ever read an article like this. I'm going to print this one out. I might even frame it. Again, by Anastasia Ustinova. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website. You might just burn a copy of this for yourself and put it in your briefcase. And when you're out and about becoming vocal local, share it with others, including your local planning department. But here, again, President Dmitry Medvedev's government has acquired almost 2.5 million acres. What are they going to do with that? They want to promote construction of single-family homes and move Russians out of Soviet-style apartment blocks. Here's the rest of it. For a long time, our people were trained to live in high-rise apartment buildings, and we have to admit openly that this habit remains. Braverman said, if this week, this would be Alexander Braverman, the general director of property fund Medvedev created, but Braverman said this week in an interview in Moscow, quote, we'll have to create a program to stimulate demand, and we'll begin this work in the near future. Call it the Russian dream. I think we can make this dream come true. Man, does that sound familiar, folks? The American dream. I'll call it the Russian dream. Call it anything you want. It's all marketing, public relations, dog training, really. Medvedev says ownership of single-family homes is the best way to expand Russia's middle class, creating an engine for economic and demographic expansion. My goodness. How avant-garde, Medvedev. And yet, at the same time, Mikhail Gorbachev and the Green Cross International and all of the rest of the Green Weenies are trying to drive us out of our single-family homes, which created a dynamic engine for economic and demographic expansion all this past 100 years. Now they want to drive us out of our homes and into sustainable communities, apartment block living, trying to train us to get into the Soviet-style apartment blocks in these smart growth and new urbanism programs, 2, 3, 4, 5 levels of walk-ups on top of shops down on the street. Curious twist, wouldn't you say? Co-opt or cooped up in apartments? 77% of Russia's 142 million people are cooped up in apartments, a legacy of Soviet policies that excluded everything oriented toward the individual. Close quote, Medvedev said in April of 2008 as he unveiled his home building program. In the United States, 67% of homes are owner-occupied, according to the Census Bureau. What a change. A change that you can believe in our lifetime, my friends. Quote, we think that people who have their own homes, driveways, obviously automobiles, and careers are fundamentally different than those who don't have these things, Braverman said. The person who has something to defend is a different kind of person. My God. They've seen the light. they've seen the light. To overcome the legacy of Soviet collectivism, the fund plans an advertising blitz, including TV, print, and billboards, to persuade Russians of the advantages of home ownership, he said. Can you believe this, folks? Breaking news. In the United States, in the 1960s, the demand for homes came first and the government provided the rest, while in Russia, the government is trying to push the idea from above. As above, so below. Medvedev's home ownership drive has been hampered by mortgage rates that averaged 13.8% on 83.7 billion rubles, or 2.6 billion of loans, since the start of the year. Of course, they could get their loans right here in the United States. This year, a 15-year mortgage at 4.29%. To spur borrowing, the government is providing 11% home loans, still 6% higher than what you could get here, 7%. But subsidized by the Federal Mortgage Agency. Now, let's see, would that be Fannie Mae or would that be Freddie Mac? I don't know. Does Goldman Sachs have an office in Moscow? Maybe J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Citibank? Look out. Again, to spur borrowing, the government is providing 11% home loans subsidized by the Federal Mortgage Agency. Russians living in their own homes. A driveway, a 57 Chevrolet. Father, wife, two children and a dog coming to a gulag near you. Very, very interesting. Let's see if we've got another caller over here and bring this caller up. Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Oh, I will. How are you going, sir?
I'm doing quite well, sir.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's Sean here.
I can tell.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure whether you could recognize my voice. I'm using a different microphone at the present time. Will, you were talking about new urbanism just earlier. And this is something that I call the beehive effect. And I think it relates to this sustainability thing that they've got going on at the moment. What happens is the reason I call it the beehive effect is because all these people start getting lumped into these buildings, one upon another, upon another, upon another, and it goes on and on. And this is sort of like a beehive. They're trying to shuffle as many people into the cities as possible to get them into these beehives, if you will, these beehive-like buildings, because they're more controllable than. If you take a look at the country areas, how all the country areas are all spread out. People aren't controllable that way. But when you shuffle them into this beehive effect, you shuffle them into these beehive-like buildings, one on top of another and on top of another, they're a lot more controllable. Also, they're rounded up like sheep in a pen.
Well, that's all true. There's certainly different levels of it. If you remember, you know, when Larry Silverstein took his trillions from the proceeds of the fortuitous destruction of the World Trade Center that profited him handsomely, he built a sustainable green building in New York City. And what it has is several shops and levels of shops and mezzanines and parking on the lower portion, and then stacked upon his twin towers, and yes, they are called the twin towers, on top of that, he has many, many floors of different levels of quality, I suppose, and expense of residential units. So this is the idea, this idea of stack 'em and pack 'em. But new urbanism for the people who live in, let's say, suburbia or something like that, on the fringe or the margin of an area, or in small to medium-sized towns, the idea of new urbanism is a redevelopment of the old downtowns, which we'll talk about in just a moment. So stay right there, Sean. We'll bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again visiting with our caller, Sean, from Australia. Many of you know him from this network and in the chat rooms as well. But Sean has brought up this question in regards to the beehive, and I'm trying to respond with the idea that new urbanism and smart growth and sustainable development are all wrapped up, kind of intertwined in themselves. But the idea, basically, is to revitalize the downtown areas of cities and towns all across America and around the world by going back to more of a European model where on the street side of things you have shops lining the streets and then you have apartments above. And I guess ostensibly the idea, Sean, is that people would live above their shops. They would come down like shopkeepers in the morning, I suppose. But where it has been attempted, where it has been tried, it never seems to work out that way. What typically happens is that there, yes, might be a shop, there might not be a shop. Certainly we have a glut of available commercial real estate all across America today, where the shops just all stand empty, the strip malls are all empty, and the big shopping malls are all running empty as well. But the problem for this idea of new urbanism is that there's no place to park cars for the customers of the shops. There's no place really for the people that live in the apartments above to park their cars. The idea there to get us out of our automobiles onto our feet and onto our bicycles and rickshaws. But the concept really doesn't work. Now you can visit in places like, I can't recall Whether or not there was much of that development then, there may be today, but in the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco, or you go into Greenwich Village, where I visited so many years ago back in the 70s in New York City, other places like that where you've got multiple-story walk-ups with shops down on the first floor, this idea just doesn't really fly, but it sure sounds good. Unfortunately, they're starting to see the light of day in Russia, and they're moving away from that, and they're thinking about starting to go back to the 1950s style suburb development, land development, for the people of Russia, to get them out of these apartments, because the people that are all cooped up in the apartments are just morbidly addicted to drugs, sex, all kinds of nonsense. They live a horrible lifestyle, packed in like sardines. So they've proven the model doesn't work in Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, and now they're starting to adopt the American dream in Russia. What's up with all of that?
Yeah, well, Will, here in Australia, what happens is if you take a look at some of the towns that have a population of about 9,000 to 12,000, maybe a little more, the idea of living on top of your shop is still in place. The people can literally just walk down the stairs into their shop, and they can open their business and so on and so forth. So it's going on here in Australia, but not in the cities. It's definitely not going on in the cities. Also, if you take a look, just by what you were saying there, and look, I haven't looked into this in a deep and meaningful way, but the thing is, if you take a look at what you were saying there, if you take a look at some of the cartoons that come from Disney, like Beauty and the Beast, where they actually show show where the old homesteads and things like that, they were actually built upon their shops. That they, like, for instance, when Belle is singing out in the street, you can actually see people coming out on the top of the balcony above their shops. I wonder if that's sort of to promote or try to brainwash people into thinking that it would be a good thing. But yeah, no, here in Australia, you know, in these small towns, that sort of thing is still happening.
Well, let's look at it, you know, more pragmatically, I guess you could say, or more objectively. Let's say that you build a building like this, and so you've got on a city block maybe two or three buildings, and on the ground floor on the streetscape, they've got shops along the way. Now, let's say that someone comes in, they say, okay, fine, I'm going to lease or rent one of these shop spaces. And so they do that, and then they look at what's available up above, and, well, none of those apartments were available. And so you've got a shopkeeper that has laced out a shop, and he's in there. Maybe they have, it doesn't matter, knick-knack store or bookstore, whatever. They've got coffee shop or whatever. But he doesn't have access to the apartments above, so he doesn't live there. But what is he going to do with his car? He's got a car. He needs to park it someplace, and so he doesn't want to clog up the only two or three parking spots in front of his business. So he goes around the side block, and he parks there in front of someone else's business, clogging up their parking. Well, the people that live above his shop, they need to have a car parked someplace, and so maybe there would be two or three parking places out back, or maybe they would have an underground parking storage or something like that. But we still are dealing with this pipe dream that you would think that you would somehow or another guess that somebody that lives above a shop would automatically work in that shop. Not the case. As the shopkeeper becomes more and more prosperous, he's not going to want to live in an apartment above his shop. He's going to look for a house out of town, probably, to get away from the congestion, a bigger yard, a little bit more lawn, a little more space around himself, a little more affluent lifestyle. And so the pipe dream, from an urban planning standpoint, from the Zeitgeist movie standpoint, it makes sense on paper, but unfortunately for the planners, it never works that way. And that's what they've discovered in Russia.
Yeah, well, like, if you take a look at the shop layouts in our cities as it is, let's forget the fact that somebody could live on top and people are looking for parking in that manner. What happens is, if you take a look at the city of Melbourne here in Australia, what happens is you've got all these different shops. and they've got these very small car parks to put their staff in, for their staff to be able to park the cars. But then quite often they don't fit, so they've got to go out, they've got to go park in parking that costs them money, and they've got to be putting money into these machines all day to keep these parking machines going so that they don't get a fine and things of that nature. So, no, I think you're exactly right, Will. What happens is if you have somebody living above a certain store and they need parking and that store needs parking and so on and so forth, you're going to find, well, I see it in the cities here in Australia all the time. And thanks for taking my call, Will. I just thought I'd just call in and give you my thoughts in the matter.
Well, I thank you for calling in, Sean, and it's always great. I love to hear from you, my friend. So thank you so very much. Let's pick up our I just hung up the wrong fellow. The other caller, please call back in. My goodness. If you're out there listening, I just hung up the wrong caller. I was trying to hang up on Sean, and I blew it and hung up the other call. So call back in. Your calls are welcome. It's 866-841-1065. Let's go back into this article while we're waiting for the other caller to call back in if he so desires. But again, we're looking at something that's real. This is not made up. This isn't make-believe. This is, what, some 100 years, basically, after the model was set in the Soviet Union, in Russia, this model was set, and they found that it didn't work. And let's continue. It says, it's a simple real estate. Oh, no. There's a terrible need for affordable housing in Russia, said Nuri Katz, the chief executive officer of Century 21 Russia. Bet you didn't know that existed, you know, but it's the 21st century real estate company, Century 21 Russia. Here's the question. The question is how much money the government can afford to give out to support the mortgage business. So, again, they're not coming into a free market situation. They're not following the models necessarily that was set here. What we're talking about is that government is going to have to subsidize the mortgage business. And now let's get our caller who has called back in again and say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Hello, Will. That's kind of funny. You cut me off like that.
I'm so sorry. It was just, you know, I'm not the greatest at all this multitasking stuff, and all the lights are flashing, and I've got all these screens around me, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all right, man. I don't mind. Yeah. So it looks like both models don't work, right? I mean, as far as government goes, here in America, they... in the 50s and the early 50s and 60s, they moved us all, you know, they made, you know, the great American dream getting out of the city. And at the same time, Russia was packing and stacking. So now that's not going to work. And they're going to, obviously, they'll have to subsidize the suburbanation of their, you know, urban areas. But really, what really, you know, if you ask me, this is what really happens is all the urban areas end up being sprawl. I grew up in this little town, and I was far enough away from the city here where you called it the city, you know, it was different. It was a whole other, you had to drive to the city. Now, with the urban sprawl, all the rural communities from the city to me become urban sprawl, you know, Walmart and you know, KFC and
yeah, they call it infill. And so what the city did is it came out and met you. But hold on right there, we're going to go into a break. We'll come back right after these words from our sponsors. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies policies violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. The phone boards are lighting up. Your calls are certainly welcome this morning, folks. 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on this topic, you're certainly welcome to do so. As Jim has, let's go back to our caller, Jim. When you were, during the break, you were just starting to go into this very interesting scenario in regards to growing up in the small town, so to speak, and then seeing how the town basically came out to you, the city moved out to you, and you called it correctly, sprawl, it's urban sprawl. And so we've seen that all across America, where originally the suburbs were just a horse ride or a cart ride away from town. But then town grew up and town grew across them, and now you have urban, you're living in an urban environment where formerly it was rural, and so you have to move out again, which increases the amount of infrastructure that is necessary, increases the number of roads, increases the amount of congestion, then in come the freeways, and then the smart rails, and it just gets to be a big mess all over again. So that's six of one and half a dozen of the other. Go ahead.
Well, if anybody wants to actually see urban sprawl, I mean, where I live, there's so many hills and stuff, you'd have to be way up in the air. But you just pull into Salt Lake City from anywhere, any side of the mountain, and you'll see there's a tiny little city way up at the north end, and there's just a giant, the entire valley is just this huge grid of sprawl, which back, 100 years ago were all farms, and, now it's just a giant sprawl from one end to the other. Well, when I was a kid, I mean, when I was born, I'm 40 years old, 48 I was born. So I sort of start remembering my town from about the age of 4, I would say, because I know my best friend. I've known him 30-some-odd years since I was 4 years old. I talk to him every day, which I guess is a pretty fortunate thing in itself. I am a pretty blessed person. But you could, you know, the teenagers here could get out of high school and they didn't necessarily have to soak themselves with $30,000 to $60,000 of debt to, you know, to be able to survive. They could, there, you know, this was just a rural town. It used to be a farm town. I mean, we had a few textile mills, at least one that was still running. There was a paper mill here, you know, a new car dealership, all kinds of barber shops and gun, you know, it was a town that had everything you needed. Everything you can go get at Walmart now, we had in small shops and, you know, mom pop owned enterprises. You know, most of this can all be, well, now, before I go any further, I'll just finish that point. You really can't now, you know what I mean? The renter and the properties, I mean, they've tried to say, well, the beautiful, we're making our city beautiful, our little town beautiful, but what they've done is made it so that our teenagers get out of here. There's only a few places left where they could live, but 9 out of 10 of them, they got to move to the city, you know, because that's where you can have a job at a, you know, a Walmart and get 4 roommates and still be able to afford a place.
Exactly, and that's the, you know, that's the wave of the future, my man. That's where they're trying to go. That's the whole idea of this new urbanism, stack 'em and pack 'em, lots of apartment dwellings. But
yes,
if you see these apartment blocks and the and that concept that they tried over in Soviet Russia, didn't work. It's not going to work there. It didn't work there. It's not going to work here either. And so,
well, I think
what we basically have done is we've shot ourselves in the foot with our development. There's that to be considered. But no matter where you go in the United States, and I've traveled all across the United States. I spent several years hitchhiking back in the 70s. But no matter where you go in the United States, you'll see the same thing. You'll see the same small towns that are developing. And then as the time goes by, and you can just, you know, roll along on the interstate and get off and go and look and go up, follow all the blue routes. I've driven around the United States as well. But you can follow the blue routes and you'll see the same thing. You've got a small town and it gets overrun by a city. And then the small town loses all of its identity, all of the things that you were talking about. People that used to live in a small town are now just living in proximity of a school or a subdivision and a couple of shops here or there. So this is a nationwide kind of a thing. And it's certainly not geographic. It's just what happens as people, you know, as more people live in an area for a greater and greater length of time. But hey, I've got a full board of callers, Jim. I'm going to hang up on you. Thank you for the call. And I'm going to go on to the next caller now and see if I can do this with a little bit of grace and go live to our next caller, Charles.
Hey, Will.
Hey.
I always listen to you. You're like our professor here.
Well, thank you.
I'm rebroadcasting you, too, on 1610 AM in Lompoc, California.
1610. Wait. Thank you for that. 1610. Do you have a in Lompoc, L-O-M-P-O-K-E?
L-O-M-P-O-C, California, near okay. Santa Barbara.
Okay, cool. 1610 AM. Well, I'll add you to my list.
Okay. Listen, what you've been saying about this sustainable development, that there's really no jobs. And rents around here, they're doing their little smart growth housing around Santa Barbara and that. And, you know, the rents are like $1,500 to $2,500 a month on these little puny apartments with a few, you know, at the bottom. But the problem is there's no jobs for the people, so they don't have any money to pay these high rents.
And even if you do, okay, Charles, if you get involved in that cycle, if you come into one of these $1,500, $2,000 a month rent apartments, how on earth would a young person just starting out or someone in their middle years, how would you ever be able to save up enough money to break the rental cycle and then buy your own piece? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's the problem. But you see, they don't furnish any jobs. So a lot of the illegal aliens come here and take the entry-level jobs from the people, and then the only thing they can do is go join the military and, you know, go somewhere and murder people for, you know, Halliburton or the
sure.
agenda is at the time.
Sure.
That's
they,
the only
they,
jobs. They, okay.
Then they come back. They come back and they get the their GI Bill. They go to school. They bring the rest of their family members in from wherever they came from. become quote-unquote citizens. They go through the school, they come out, and they discover all of a sudden, oh my God, they can't get a job either. They're trying to get citizenship, not going to get it that way, but they've been given citizenship by Uncle Suck for their participation in these genocides around the world. But you're absolutely right. And if they're stashing their family here, of course, they're taking the entry-level apartments as well as the entry-level jobs. So yeah, that's a vicious cycle when you bring in the element of the military.
And the thing with these smart growth apartments is that it's like they don't want you. You were saying there's no place to park your car. They want you to be on a bicycle or just walk around. But it's so ridiculous because if there's no jobs, what are you going to do? You're not living in Brooklyn Heights or something. You're living in, like, you know, this vast area, and maybe the factory is 20 miles away. So, yeah, they'll put in a bus system, but, you know, it's like they're not going to do that. They don't have any money to do this. It's just a big phony lie like everything else.
You know? Well, you've got it right on spot on, you know, because it is. It's just a big phony lie. This is the problem with the utopian mindset. This is the problem with being urban planners out of school with no practical worldly experience, and you sit around planning the other people's lives while you're sitting there sucking up federal funds or state funds or city funds, living on tax dollars, planning other people's lives. And you're absolutely right. The whole idea of, well, let's all just get out of our cars. Well, then you better put some jobs close to where the people live. And so that's what GM did. That's what Ford did. That's what AC Delco did. That's what DuPont did. That's what Nestle did. It all depends on the company. You have to have a company, then they build a company town around it. But without the companies, without the corporations, when they offshore all of the jobs, it really becomes just it's a ludicrous joke on humanity. It's maddening. It's sickening. I'm opposed to it. And I've been that way ever since I discovered what kind of a trick they were playing on the people. But, great comments, Charles. I've got another caller hanging right on behind me. So I'll thank you for your call and move along to the next one. And thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Let's go to Lillian in Kansas City. Lillian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I've been listening for a while to you guys talk, and I was thinking several things, but the most important one that I wanted to say was that yesterday I read that about the oil rig and the whole oil spill business.
Yes.
And they said it costs $1 million a day to operate this rig.
$1 million. What I'm seeing is it's about $500,000 a day that was what BP was paying for the Deepwater Horizon from Transocean. Now that would be the lease, and then the other $500,000 maybe that you're talking about would be all of the costs of operating it once it's in place. But we're right up against a break.
Right.
Stay right there, Lillian. I'll bring you back after the top of the hour break.
Cool.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. A lot of interesting stuff on the table for today's discussion. Your calls are certainly welcome, 866-841-1065. We've been looking at this article off of Bloomberg in regards to smart growth and new urbanism and urban sprawl coming to a town in Russia soon. We've got a caller on with us, Lillian, and we're talking about the British Petroleum BP's expenses down in the Gulf of Mexico. But let's go back to Lillian and continue right there.
Yeah, I'm just noticing that all the sand that is out there. I mean, I was saying $1 million a day to operate this rig, between the cost and the operation and all that. You know, that's $365 million a year. And then they say they don't have the funding to switch over to, you know, more efficient and more clean methods of transportation and fueling the transportation, like solar power. You know, I remember when they introduced it, I think it was the mid-80s, and they were talking about solar panels. You know, everybody was like, oh, it's going to take too much money to do. We got to switch over everything. And, you know, I mean, there's money there. And they just choose not to use it. And I think if anybody's paying attention, I mean, it's obvious, you know. It's like they actually have changed the focal point from yourself and your family and your community to this mass production, mass, you know, consumption and construction, and everything is outside of yourself. People are looking to, I don't know. They're always looking outside instead of saying, hey, you know, this is my community. This is my family. I'm not going to shop here. I'm not going to, you know, contribute to this mass thing, because they make you feel like you're not normal, you know, if you don't shop anymore. If you are trying to, anything that strays away from the mainstream. And it's just, I'm just saying that, you know, the money's there and,
well, demand, Lillian, has to be there. In other words, people, you know, they call us the consumer society, and consumerism and materialism and the dialectic materialism and all the things that we talk about on the broadcast on a regular basis. But from the standpoint of being consumers, there has to be a demand. In other words, a hue and cry needs to be raised up, just like they're trying to do in Russia for single-family homes after they've been conditioned and trained to live in apartments, packed in and stacked in as they are in gulags. So they have to create the demand to make this transition. Now, if we live in an urban environment, let's say you live in Seattle, you live in Kansas City, you live in an urban environment, you go, man, come on, you know, certainly we can do better than this. And I understand that feeling. But if you just step outside of the urban sprawl of Kansas City and you start coming out, you know, where I live, for instance, in the southwest corner of Missouri, where it's just rolling farmland, it's ranch land, you would look at things like, you know, electric cars that have maybe 100-mile range. For me to go to my bank and back, It's close to 75-mile round trip. So I only go once a month because I do all my stocking up in my larder and pantry and everything that I need to do. I try and do it in one trip because it's dreadfully expensive to go there and come back using diesel in my three-quarter ton Dodge truck. So, but it's a different lifestyle. So you have to create the demand in order to make that happen. And this is part of what they do when they jack up the high, you know, make a cost of motor fuels, your taxes, your licenses, your registration, your inspection, your state mandated automobile insurance. They jack up all the prices. Then they create the roadblocks, so that you're always asked for your papers and so on, all the click it and ticket, all of that sort of stuff. They're trying to drive us out of our automobiles. Now stay right with me again. That was a short segment and we'll come back and you'll have more room to talk.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned in our second hour of today's Wednesday, June the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting with our caller from Kansas City, Missouri, Lillian. She brought up a relatively valuable point here, certainly one that needs to be taken into consideration now that we see what kind of a mess we've got down in the Gulf. But when it comes to alternative forms of transportation, alternative fuels, alternative alternative systems of transportation and modes of transportation is, again, demand has to call for it. The people need to call for it if they're going to actually bring this technology to the marketplace. And Lillian, I ran the numbers out months ago when the first Ford Fusion came out with the hybrid Fusion here locally, and they had both models available at a local showroom. There was about a $10,000 difference in the price. And so I just did the I just ran the numbers out. And if you were to get the gas mileage that the hybrid would offer versus the regular one, in 100,000 miles, a normal life of an automobile, you would never be able to get your money back. And so you weren't saving any money by buying the hybrid. So the company has shot itself in the foot right there, you know, because the people aren't going to get suckered into that. And then, if you look at other options like, you know, electric cars and things like that, until they get them up to the point where they can go more than 30 miles or 40 miles an hour and they can go further than 100 miles on a single trip, few people will really jump on board with that. So really,
right.
even though
right. but the technology is there too, because they have, I see everywhere they have little solar panel bicycles yard and people have them. I mean, it can't be, I mean, I'm not no, you know, technological person or anything like that, but it can't be that difficult to put a solar panel smack on top of a car, and no matter where you're at, there's the sun, you know, and store the electric charge into a battery, and there you go. You have unlimited, you know, I mean, maybe it's just me, but it seems like,
no, it's not just you. I mean, everybody has these questions, and they're come up with this, I think, what do they call it, nanochip technology. You know, they may be able to eventually coat the entire, instead of just painting the car blue or painting the car red, they'd be painting it blue with nanotechnology, and it would actually be a solar panel over the entire automobile. But, you know, for us here in Southwest Missouri, for us in Southwest Missouri and people in Arizona and elsewhere in the Sun Belt, so to speak, you know, we can say, well, the sun's always here, but I live many years in Seattle, and in the wintertime, the clouds come in about September, and the clouds don't go away until about spring. So, you know, there's lots of places along the coastline where it cloudy is prevalent, and sunny is a nice change of events. So there are different
applications. But that's the beauty about solar panels is you don't need direct sunlight. You don't need direct sunlight. Even on a cloudy day, enough solar energy passes through the clouds, and actually sometimes the clouds actually magnify the rays, so even cloudy places and places that are overcast often have enough sun for solar panels.
Well, there are potentials for this, but again, until such time as they actually become affordable, where and they're then produced and mass produced, until such time as the people actually call for them and are willing to go into their pocket and purchase these products, it's not going to happen. Now, like in Southwest Missouri, yes, you could buy solar panels and you could power a house with solar electricity, solar generated electricity, but you're going to have to set aside your high consumptive air conditioning system in the summertime, because solar panels, even with a very expensive array, can barely keep up with that. So you'd have to augment it with like a generator for portions of the day to recharge your batteries, and then so on and so forth. So we still have a ways to go on that technology. The idea of using wind power, we're going to see more of this coming along. But you compare a line of wind turbines with a hydroelectric dam, and tell me which one is more, which is going to produce more electricity for a greater number of people, a bunch of wind generators or a hydro dam. What's going to produce more electricity, a bunch of wind generators or something like a natural gas or a coal-fired electrical generation plant? This is what the technology is fighting. And we have lots of people. We have lots of distance between towns. And so, you know, this is the future, but the future isn't here quite yet.
Right, I see. Well, you know, even England, for example, who's not as, you know, technologically sound as we are, they definitely don't have, you know, the money that the United States do. They have, in England, they have, like, whole streets of houses with solar panels, and I'm just saying that it's doable, whether it be a combination of technologies or
or what, you know, it's definitely doable. And I think people need to really kind of get away, because I think that they also push the idea that you got to be like everybody else. And so people don't think on an individual type. And I'm from Italy originally. And when I moved here, there was something that was making me feel odd. And I didn't understand quite what it was until I was here for a while. And I noticed that traveling back and forth, I've been to Texas, North Carolina, here in Missouri, and there's places here in the United States that could be anywhere. You could be anywhere. There, you know, there would be an intersection with like a McDonald's and a Walgreens, and it could really be like kind of any, you know, in the United States. And it makes me feel as though the individuality has really been kind of white.
Exactly. You know, you're absolutely.
People are really taught to conform to a system that is obviously faulty.
You're absolutely right. Part of that is. Let me talk for a second. You're absolutely right. And so part of what that is the uniformity of corporatism. When we started going to these chain stores, chain malls, chain groceries, chain restaurants, chain. No matter where you go, let's say you have a Walmart come into the area, that's going to be the death knell for your local businesses. But the Walmart comes into the area, and with Walmart comes all of its children. You'll have all of the same businesses that want to come in and huddle in around Walmart because they've been proven as models, both from an advertising standpoint and a marketing standpoint. They've been proven as models that are compatible with Walmart shoppers. And so a Walmart shopper will come in, then they go to the Subway and get their sandwich, or they go over to some special kind of a restaurant, and then they go to a dollar store, and then they go to this, the that.
Mail shop.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And it's not just going to be limited to the United States. If it's not in Italy where you were when you left, it will be in Italy where you were in the near future, because this is the model of the planet. This is the model of the planet going forward. It'll be all over Europe. Everywhere people will be wearing jeans. They'll have their ball caps turned backwards. All of the same things will be going. And especially as the internet expands, mm-hmm. because the sameness is, it's going to be, you know, they talk about diversity, Lillian, but it's not diversity. It's homogenization.
Uniform, yeah. It really, really is. And I think that it starts at a young age. The schools are really taught to conform. I think I actually had a problem with my kid's school recently, and the, you know, the teachers are actually in the hallway, and the teachers have this thing about stay in line, be quiet, sit down, stay still. Like, that's, you know, the whole focus of the thing. And my kids come home, their homework, the teachers misspell their homework, and it's crap, and it's just, it's just like, you know, the kids just go there to learn how to become conformist people and to have a place to go so their parents can go to work and to do.
Absolutely right. Thanks for your call, Lillian. Thank you so very much. And call in again.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hello, my. I think we're setting a record this morning, not only for calls, but also for the amount of time I've dedicated to one news article. We still haven't even gotten through the first half of this news article yet, and we are an hour and a half into this morning's broadcast. But if you'd like to call in, the number is 866-841-1065, or in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. If you call in from now until the end of the broadcast, we'll make sure that you get a Gadsden t-shirt, an Oracle Broadcasting t-shirt for your very own. Help us to build our audience and promote us wherever you go in this wonderful wacko world that we live in. Back to the article here. From Russia, Belarusia, this off the Bloomberg News. This is not some arcane website, folks. This is front page Bloomberg. There's a terrible need for affordable housing in Russia, said Nuri Katz, the chief executive officer of the Century 21 Russia. The question is how much money the government can afford to give out to support the mortgage business. So they're cutting off their nose to spite the face right out of the box. The government incentives aren't likely to spur lending on a big scale, Katz said. Quote, it's a simple real estate rule. Without the widespread availability of affordable mortgages, there'll be no widespread availability of affordable housing. That's right, Bubba. That's right. You're going to have to be able to afford to buy a house before you're going to be able to sell a house. But they're coming out of the box looking at mortgages. You know, when this country was established, it was considered to be quite a bit of a black mark on your family if you were to go to a bank and borrow money. I remember stories of my youth where if you were to go to the bank and borrow money, you would take the wife and the children, and everyone would dress up in their Sunday clothes, and you'd go in and sit there with your shoes polished and your teeth brushed and your hair carefully combed, and you would sit there politely, and father would basically go hat in his hand into the banker's office to see if they could borrow some money. That was considered kind of pretty much a low point, an ebb in a man's life, to borrow money. We used to build houses one room at a time if necessary all across America, and you'll see them. They're generally about 14 feet wide, 12 to 14 feet wide, 24 feet long, 1.5 story balloon framing. That's your common house, or your simple house, as you like to say it. And then the next year after it was built, you'd maybe put a front porch on one side. And then you'd put a bathroom on one end. And then a kitchen on the other end. And then as your children grew up, you'd make more bedrooms, and you'd hook them on in a T shape. And so on. And the house would grow. But it was a house that Cash built. It was a house that one man could afford to build out of the leftovers from his paycheck. And that's the way America was built. They weren't built at the bank. That didn't start to come on until America took the turn that they're talking about here in Russia, Mother Russia. It wasn't until we started moving out into sprawl and suburban sprawl that that came on and at us. About the same time, the MasterCard and Visa came on the scene, too. That was when all the ladies were swinging their purses, calling out to be recognized as equal rights came into this country. But it's a simple rule again with real estate. Without the widespread availability of mortgages, there's no widespread availability of affordable housing. Continues here. He says, we've not no problem with demand from developers, he said. We strive to reduce the risk on our properties, but the rate of return remains the same, so investors are interested. The enormous volume and potential of the market also makes us attractive. And so they're recognizing that as soon as they open the floodgates, as soon as they begin to encourage, as soon as they begin to allow the people to come out of these stack 'em and pack 'em Soviet housing blocks, the people will come and they will go in droves. Continues, it says, people can't buy houses because they don't have enough money, Ledbetev said in an interview. I want to lower the price to make it affordable for them, but the company has to generate profits, so I can't do it alone. They're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of $70 a square foot for new construction in Russia. So there's that article. Very interesting article. Here's another one that I found rather peculiar. But this is another one of these government-sponsored insanities. And this is right again off of Bloomberg. Women prefer men holding state bonds. A Japan ad says, now get the drift of this one, Wes Goodman and Teresa Barraclough writing for June 9th, Bloomberg. Japanese women are seeking men who invest in government bonds, according to an advertisement being run by the Ministry of Finance. If this isn't weird news, I don't know what is. Here's the quote. I want my future husband to be diligent about money, close quote. A 27-year-old woman says in an advertisement being run in free magazines promoting a fixed rate, 3-year note that Japan started selling last week. Playboys are no good. She's one of 5 women featured in the page, which says men who hold Japanese government bonds are popular with women. Boy, isn't that unusual. The government's plan to attract marrying age men comes after a campaign aimed at retirees started last August. That push forwarded Junko Kubo, a former anchor on Japan's public broadcast NHK, in ads placed in the backs of taxi cabs. The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise, as well as posters for government bonds. So they're doing everything they can to get the people to buy government debt. You know, this morning we look at the bond market, the yield on the 2-year bond, 0.76. You'd have to be somewhere short of insane to then buy those bonds at $100 each with that kind of a rate of return. But Japan is having the same problem. So they're diving down into the very bottom of the barrel. They're trying to make it sexy for a man to buy government debt. Well, if that isn't insanity, I don't really know what is. Had a lot more news to talk about, but I want to go here first. You know, we talk about BP. BP's in the news right now. The other day I was talking about Peter D. Sutherland and how important it is for you to know who he is. Maybe Google him, Scroogle him, Dogpile or Web Ferret up Peter D. Sutherland. He was one of the He's the chairman of Goldman Sachs, who was formerly the head man. He was the sun god of British Petroleum for a while before Tony or Hayward came into the play. But I came across John Brown while I was looking at British Petroleum. And here, off of Wikipedia, or Wackipedia, depending on whose information you get, but a rather interesting story. This fellow was the head shed of British Petroleum for a long time, Edmund John Philip Brown, Baron Brown of Mattingly, FRS, FRE, born on February the 20th of 1948, president of the Royal Academy of Engineering, do look that up, and was the group chief or the chief executive of British Petroleum until his resignation on May the 1st, 2007. Since 2001, he's been a crossbench member of the House of Lords. We're going to find that he does more than just cross-benching. Brown was born in Hamburg, Germany, to a British Army officer and a Hungarian Auschwitz survivor mother. Boy, isn't that something you could put on your business card? His father also worked in civilian life for Anglo-Persian Oil. Anglo-Persian Oil? Does that sound like BP? Does that sound like Mosaddegh? Which later became British Petroleum. He was educated at the King's School, Ely, and St. John's College, Cambridge, where he earned a first-class bachelor's degree in physics. He holds a degree in physics from Cambridge University and a master's in science in business from Stanford University, California. Real internationalist here. He's also been awarded, and I'm not going to go through them all. You can find this up on Wikipedia, but he's got doctorates, degrees, you know, from honorary doctorates from every prominent school on the planet. He's a fellow and president of the Royal Academy of Engineers, a fellow of the Royal Society, a fellow of the Institute of Materials, Minerals, and Mining, a fellow of Institute of Physics, a fellow of the, he's quite a fellow, a long list. Career at BP. At the suggestion of his father, Brown joined BP as an apprentice in 1966 while still at university and remained with the corporation throughout his career. Between 1969 and 1983, he held a variety of exploration and production posts, and we'll get that right after this. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, George Carlin, you know, they got you by the balls, is what he said. This is their club. It's the club they used to beat you over the head. Back to Lord Brown here. Lord Brown, former head of British Petroleum, been a BP man ever since Anglo-Iranian Oil, BP man ever since 1966 when he came in as an apprentice. Between 1969 and 1983, he held a variety of exploration and production posts in Anchorage, Alaska. Can you say the transatlantic, the Alyeska pipeline? Anchorage, Alaska, New York, San Francisco, London, Canada. In 84, he became a group treasurer and the chief executive of BP Finance International. In April of 1986, he took up the position of executive vice president and chief financial officer of the Standard Oil Company in Cleveland, Ohio. In 1987, following the BP Standard Oil merger. Puts a little bit of a date on it, doesn't it? You wonder why that BP is the only one that's out there doing the explorations. Well, they're not the only one, Dorothy, but they're the biggest kid on the block. British Petroleum, Standard Oil. Yeah. Okay. As a managing director, he was appointed group chief on the 10th of June in 1995 following the merger of BP and Amoco. Oh, let's see. So now we got BP sucks up Standard Oil, then they take up Amoco. And he was a, continuing here, he became the group chief executive of the combined group on in December of 1998 until May of 2007. A chapter-length study of his life and career, blah, 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 can be found in a book. That's all up on Wikipedia. But this I found rather interesting. Green issues promoted by Brown. From 1997, Brown sought to recreate BP as a green energy company. Green energy company. The company itself, in its corporate communications with green issues by the overt link of its BP initials with the phrase Beyond Petroleum. So instead of calling themselves British Petroleum, they now, in their logo, call it Beyond Petroleum. They're a green energy company. You think they don't have an interest in driving America away from oil and into the maws of the green energy? You don't think they have a global interest to affect that? As deeply and partnered as they are with so many others from Nalco and Halliburton and KBR and all of the various and sundry links that we've discovered digging into this BP oil spill, you don't think they have something at stake here? You know, we're looking for the means, the motives, and the opportunity. And we're finding more and more motive the deeper we dig, and certainly plenty of means to make the to make it happen, if you will, in the Gulf with the deep water horizon. But continuing, Brown stated that the right to self-determination is crucial for people everywhere. The right to self-determination, the double standards here. Double entendres, that's double standards are incredible, and that he sees his company's mission as to find ways to meet current needs without excessive harm to the environment while developing future, more sustainable sources of energy. And again, right out of Agenda 21, right out of the Brundtland Report, this definition of sustainable development, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. You could call him, Lord Brown, the sun god of sustainable development. Well, let's continue. He says again, the Brown stated that the right to self-determination is crucial for people everywhere and that he sees his company's mission as to find ways to meet current needs without excessive harm to the environment while developing future, more sustainable sources of energy. He promised that BP would cut its production of CO2 by 10% by 2010, although it is as yet unclear whether BP will meet this in the wake of his departure. Well, obviously, this article was written before 2010. I would not say that they've met their goals yet. Resignation, rather interesting, rather checkered past. This man is not only a cross bencher, but he might be some kind of other cross. Listen up. Resignation, it was announced on 25th of July of 2006 that Brown would stand down as the chief executive of British Petroleum in December of 2008, 10 months after his 60th birthday. There had been press speculation that he had wished to continue beyond this date, but he made it clear that he did not wish to do so. On the 6th of January 2007, Brown won his first interim injunction against the allegations by his former homosexual lover Ashley Staines. I guess Ashley had stains, certainly stained John Brown's reputation. But allegations by his former homosexual lover, Ashley Staines, being published. He later disclosed being terrified, quote-unquote, terrified that his sexuality would be revealed publicly. A week later, it was announced that his retirement date, we're putting it out now today, buddy, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You might as well be terrified because your sexual orientation is going to be revealed publicly right now. A week later, it was announced that his retirement date had been brought forward to July of 2007 and that he would be succeeded by Tony Hayward in April 2007. After a court case lasting over 4 weeks, Brown appealed to the Judicial Committee of the House of Lords, who ruled that he could not prevent Associated newspapers from printing allegations about his romantic life and alleged misuse of company funds. Lord Brown resigned from BP on May the 1st of 2007 and resigned as the non-executive director of Goldman Sachs on May the 10th of 2007. Seems to me that there is almost an interminable revolving door between Goldman Sachs and British Petroleum. Funny, didn't we find that Peter Sutherland was also a chairman of Goldman Sachs? And didn't Tony Hayward sell his shares of stocks as well as Goldman Sachs in BP before the leak? At the time, he faced allegations that he had supported his boyfriend, Canadian Jeff Chevalier, throughout their four-year relationship. And when Chevalier moved back to Toronto at the end of the relationship, that Brown paid for 12 months of a lease on his apartment. Isn't that nice of Brown to do that for Tony or Jeff or whatever the other fellow's name was? Who was it? Oh, Ashley. Ashley Staines and Jeff Chevalier. My, the sun god. BP chairman Peter Sutherland said that a review into allegations that company's assets and resources had been abused were unfounded or insubstantive. Kind of sounds like something the Israelis would say, doesn't it? Peter Sutherland, of course, he's the consolator for the Holy See. Jesuit-trained fellow here, Peter Sutherland, probably one of the more prominent members of the Illuminati on the planet. Very instrumental fellow. You talk about international immigration agenda. Well, he was the special representative of both Kofi Annan and Ban Ki-moon for that United Nations program of action. But Lord Brown says he felt he was under pressure to resign due to UK newspaper Mail on Sunday revelations about his personal life and relationships with Chevalier. As part of a statement made at the time of his resignation, he commented, "In my 41 years with BP, I have kept my private life separate from my business life. I have always regarded my sexuality as a personal matter to be kept private. It is a matter of deep disappointment that a newspaper group has now decided that allegations about my personal life should be made public." Well, Brown faced charges of perjury for lying to the court over how he met Chevalier. Brown, in a deposition to the court, initially said the pair had met when they were both exercising in Battersea Park. Brown later admitted that this was a lie. He acknowledged they'd actually met Chevalier via commercial gay escort website, Suited and Booted. Well, they suited and booted and brought out this Chevalier here. However, Mr. Justice Eady, the presiding judge in the case, said he decided not to refer the matter to the Attorney General with regard to possible perjury charges, as disclosure in the judgment of Lord Brown's behavior was probably sufficient punishment. And then it goes on and talks about his current activities, and here's a lot. But look at this list of references. It's amazing, you know, Pink News, Gay News. There's a bunch of them in here. Just look at them all. You can go and read these articles for yourself if you have the stomach to do so. But this is the people that we're dealing with. These are the people that we're dealing with. And here, right off of BP's homepage, the website, BP to donate the net revenue. They're so sustainable, so charitable, such a community organizer, you know, community organizers. They just love people. Remember, they're going to set themselves up as a sustainable organization. They're going to do much to protect the environment, right? Well, BP, to donate the net revenue from MC-252, well, that would be Macondo, my friends, the one that's geysering, gushering, or volcanoing in the Gulf today. BP is to donate the net revenue from the MC-252 well leak to protect and rehabilitate wildlife in the Gulf states. Now, if you've been listening to Oracle Unleashed, if you've been listening to Mike and I discuss this information, you realize fully that this is right where we were going from the beginning until they can produce this well, until they've got money from corporate speak, until they got a write-on. They can't have a write-off, and they're going to write off the cost of this cleanup. We'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So I guess it would be fair enough to say that the sun god the sun god didn't like the light of day being shined on his habits. I guess he spent his entire life, you know, drilling in the wrong places, getting down with brown. But anyway, BP to donate net revenues from the Macondo well leak to protect oil. To protect and rehabilitate wildlife in the Gulf states. Now, we've said this all along. They're going to need some place. They're going to have to have some money to pay for this. And so, but yet, look at the way that they're going to go about this. The article right off the front page of BP, I mean, you can link right straight through it, BP to donate net revenue from the MC-252 well leak. As part of it, this is yesterday, released yesterday, June the 8th, 2010, release date off of the BP website, www.bp.com. as part of its commitment to restore the environment and habitats in the Gulf Coast region. BP, that sustainable, you know, Beyond Petroleum Company, BP today announced that it will donate the net revenue from oil recovered from the spill to create a new wildlife fund to create, restore, improve, and protect wildlife habitat along the coastline of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Now, where is this money going to come from? It's money from the recovered oil. The creation of this fund is over and above BP's obligations under the Oil Pollution Act of 1990. BP's net revenue from the sale of oil recovered from skimming operations and the well containment systems will be deposited into this newly created fund. At this point, BP cannot predict the total amount of net revenue that will be deposited into the wildlife fund. It would be like the World Wildlife Fund, isn't it? WWF wrestling on a different style. The amount of funding will be contingent upon the amount of oil collected during operations and the price at which the oil is sold. BP will provide regular updates on the amount of proceeds being deposited into the fund. All of you wordsmiths out there, please dissect that paragraph. We've already launched the largest environmental response in history, yeah, and the largest environmental damage in history, too. And BP is committed to protecting the ecosystems and wildlife on the Gulf Coast. Proceeds from the sale of oil recovered from Macondo will be used to further this commitment, said Tony Hayward, BP's chief executive officer, quote, "We believe these funds will have a significant positive impact on the environment in this region." Of course, nothing said about the impact, the negative impact that you've had on the environment in the region, Tony. The creation of Wildlife Fund is the latest example of BP's commitment to help the Gulf Coast states and their residents. That kind of friends you don't need. On May the 24th of 2010, BP announced a commitment of up to $500 million for an open research program studying the impact of the Deepwater Horizon incident. $500 million to study the impact and its associated response on the marine and the shoreline environment of the Gulf of Mexico. Questions and Answers, Wildlife Fund. How much money is BP going to put into the fund? Well, BP replies, we don't have a specific number yet. This is contingent on the amount of oil collected from skimming and the containment system and the price at which the oil is sold. So I guess there's certainly no real incentive for them to be industrious about collecting and skimming and bringing up this oil. They're just going to turn around and give it away. The collected oil has a fairly high concentration of methanol, a chemical that was injected at the well's source. I didn't notice any piping down there to inject methanol. I thought they were putting in dispersants. At least that's what we've been told. They're injecting methanol. A chemical that was injected at the well's source to prevent hydrates from forming in the LMRP containment system. Consequently, we expect that each barrel of collected oil will sell at a lower price than regular crude. BP will provide regular updates to the public on the proceeds being deposited into the fund. 65 cents on Monday, $1.95 on Tuesday, etc. Isn't BP already required to pay for cleaning up wildlife damage caused by the spill? Under the Oil Protection Act of 1990, BP is considered a responsible party and is required to fund cleanup and restoration of wildlife in the Gulf region damaged by the oil spill. BP will meet all of these obligations. The creation of the new fund is over and above these obligations. What is net revenue? What we mean is total revenue generated from the sale of collected oil minus payment of royalties. Now, mark this one down on your tote board. The royalties here for this well are 18.75% of the proceeds. to the U.S. government. The remaining amount would be considered net revenue. BP's 65% share of the net revenue will be donated into the fund. The remaining 35% of the net revenue will be paid to the co-owners of the leasehold interest, and that would, I believe, be Anadarko. Anadarko, have you looked that one up yet on your browser? In other words, BP will donate its share of the net revenue, approximately 53% of the total sales figure, to the fund. And this is from the oil that is collected, that's skimmed, or that's piped up from their top hat into the containment vessels, and then somehow or another clean and brought to market. 53% will be deposited in this fund. What will the fund pay for? The fund will provide money to wildlife programs in the four Gulf states. The fund will pay for programs over and above any required under the OPA. Now, that OPA is nowhere near enough, folks. Nowhere near enough. What was it, $175 million or something like that? These funds will be made available to state agencies and nonprofits. Nonprofits, that'd be the Sierra Club, World Wildlife Federation, all of the rest of the bugs and bunny groups in this pluralistic world that we live in. These funds will be made available to state agencies and nonprofits that are focused on wildlife protection and restoration. Specifics on the funding mechanism and the projects have not been determined at this date. And when will the funding end? Revenue going into the fund will end when the MC-252 well is killed and oil is no longer coming from this source. Now, of course, you could kill the well and no longer having oil coming from that source, and you could still have all of the plumes and all of the sheens that are out there that need to still be cleaned up, but none of that cleanup money will go to this fund. Well, I just thought you might find that rather interesting. It shouldn't be any surprise that BP is not doing well at all financially. BP slumps to a 20-month low as Barry the Usurper and Congress raise pressure. Their stock shares are going down. There's more involved in the news this morning as well on this issue. It has to do with BP spill means oil prices are going to gain as output falls in the energy markets. Here's the news, June the 9th, new news, Bloomberg. Higher crude prices and rising imports may be in store for the U.S. after the government slashed its forecast for the Gulf of Mexico output by 6.1% following the BP PLC spill, the worst in the nation's history. It's a lengthy article, but this is one of those hidden taxes. This is how we finance the rest of the world. This is the redistribution of wealth scheme. This is shut off all of the oil production and all of the discovery and all of the ways that land, labor, and capital can be deployed in the United States to bring our abiotic oil to the surface, to bring natural gas to all of the marketplaces, to at once and perhaps first bring the oil down from Gull Island and the natural gas that Lindsey Williams spoke of so many years ago, that in itself would be able to supply all of our needs for the next 200 years. This would wrestle it all away from BP, Amoco, Standard, or whatever you want to call this conglomerate, this transnational beast system under the Lord, under the Sun God, the Sun Lord, if you will. Well, there's a lot more to the story. We just flat out of time. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself.
Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.